This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Clinton's emails, Wiener's laptop, Weinstein, and Hollywood rapes, the Epstein tapes, Hunter Biden's emails. Are you curious, folks, what you don't know? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. Wow. We got a lot of stuff to unpack with these leftists. And They feel like they're getting away with something. You may even feel like they're getting away with something. They're getting away with nothing. People know what's going on. Wow. You can feel it. At least I can. We'll get to that in just a second. Look, America needs Joe Biden like Einstein needed a physics tutor. Oh, my goodness. I want to welcome all the Americans that listen to my show. We went from being Americanskis to being Americans when Trump got elected president. People ask me, Kevin, is this the most important election in history? And I say, nope. 2016 was. Donald Trump is already, if he doesn't get reelected, he's already crushed it. He's reset the courts in ways you wouldn't believe. He's reset the strategy of America. I could go on and on and on. Doesn't mean it's not an important election. Of course, and we want to win. Anyway. Things are going to stay this way, folks, for four more years. And after that, we're going to have to do some soul searching. Because Donald Trump's going to be gone. And nobody can imitate this man. I don't care what you felt about Trump before. You watch the guy do something that most people can't do. I know some pretty amazing CEOs. They couldn't do what Trump did. Wouldn't know how to do it. Yep, we got to do some soul searching. By the way, real quick, thanks for supporting the show, for subscribing to my YouTube channel, Kev Talks. Finding that and hitting that subscribe button. I think we're really close to 1,000, which is where we can start getting paid. And then suddenly, from what I'm told, it'll kind of get its own little atmosphere. And the next thing you know, we got 1 million people listening to my voice. That's what we're going to do. Let's get 1 million folks. We joined the 2-comma club. That's what one of my friends said. So thank you for doing that and telling people about the show and what have you. Are you paying attention right now, people? I know you are. You're listening to my program. I'm sure you're doing other stuff. If you're paying attention, you do know that President Trump will be reelected as sure as there is a living God. Now, I don't know how you feel about faith, but I'll tell you this. There is no question in my mind that God is got his hand in every piece of this. Even when we think, well, are they going to talk about this Hunter Biden thing? Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. You can look, if you can't sense the things that I've been talking about for the past, I've been talking about it for a long time, but even in the past few weeks, well, I said to you, just look around. Look around at what's happening, folks. You got Barack Obama, who went out to campaign for Biden in Pennsylvania, and I think if there were a dozen people there, I'd be shocked. He's got a megaphone. He could have just had a conversation like this, but he's got a megaphone. Y'all need to pay attention. Yeah, you know, Joe Biden, blah, blah, blah. Did it really matter what he said? He's talking to 12 people. They couldn't even show it on the news because it was so embarrassing. But it got worse. They did another event. There were 5 people. I looked at this event. There were 5 people at this event for Barack Obama, and 3 of them were on their phones. Now, like, I get it. Kids today, they're tweeting and pushing stuff out like, I'm sitting next to the president. I don't know. Maybe they were all Excuse me. I got a cold. Yeah. And I'll tell you about that in just a sec. I'll tell you about my run-in with a doctor, or I should say his staffers. And it shows you exactly how socialized medicine will be, this story I'll tell you. But anyway, I caught a cold. And what's funny is you catch a cold these days and everybody thinks, oh my God, he's got the COVID. No, I got a cold. I got a cold. I can still smell. I got no chest issues or whatever. I got a cold. But boy, people are like, if you cough in public, people look at you like, oh my goodness, what's he got? Anyway, here's what I'm talking about. Are you paying attention? Barack Obama, two events, he hasn't gotten, I don't think the body count is 20 people. The media won't even show it. Where are the rallies? So they're going to do this rally for Joe Biden. They've got Cher, the Foo Fighters. Oh, I don't even know who these bands are. They're white bands. You know, I don't listen to white bands. No, I'm kidding. I do listen to white music. I'm a big Kenny Loggins and James Taylor fan, people like that, which is kind of strange. There's people like, Kevin, you don't listen to rap and hip-hop? Nope, I don't. I don't. Leave that for the family. But anyway, so they got these bands. I don't even know who they are. I don't know what the Foo Fighters play. I'm sure they're a good band. But the only way you could get anybody to show up to a Biden or Hillary Clinton event or Barack Obama event or anybody else is you got to bring in bands. Oh, Bruce Springsteen's going to play. Oh, Katy Perry's going to play. Oh, so-and-so. Fine. If you want to fool yourself into thinking those are crowds, Donald Trump brings in crowds bigger than rock stars. And you know who shows up? Not a single musician. Donald Trump. And you would think, I'm going to tell you, when Donald Trump first started doing the rallies, I thought to myself, well, big deal. You know, you do a rally and it's the same rally. And once people sort of hear that it's the same stuff, you'll think it's over. If you go to a Donald Trump rally, and I've been to them, it's different every time because, you know, he's got the different politicians there. But whatever's going on in that moment, it changes and he changes with it. And it's not teleprompter. It's Donald Trump saying it. It's fun to watch. These rallies are a hoot. They're a hoot. But anyway, going back to the signs, the rallies are a sign. Donald Trump fills stadiums wherever he goes. He's everywhere this man appears, dozens of supporters. In fact, there's a piece of film footage out there where Joe Biden is going to his event and Trump people are lined up all along the way. Now, I remember telling you guys about the train where all along the way, Joe Biden's taking a train to go do something. There were Trump people all along the route. I'm talking miles. Trump signs, Trump gear. It's got to scare the living daylights out of the Democrats to see all this enthusiasm. These 50 million plus votes, early voters, don't you sweat it. It's us. It's us. And it's only going to get worse for them come election night. You will know definitively that Trump has been reelected. Lots to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today. 800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 0123.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So we'll get back to all this stuff in a minute that's going on that are just absolute clear and unequivocal signs that Donald Trump will win. He'll win in a landslide. But so I've been having to get this hernia operation for years. And, well, let me back up. So I had this thing that's right in the middle of my stomach, and you could barely feel it. And I go to the doctor, and he says, yeah, it feels like a hernia. He goes, but your six pack is so tight. And he goes, unless it's bothering you, he goes, I wouldn't do anything. So I went probably another 5 years and did nothing. Well, then it started bothering me, so I went back, and then another doctor says to me, he goes, that's not a hernia. He goes, that's like the cartilage in the middle of your stomach. And he goes, it's starting to weaken a little bit because it pushes up when I do sit-ups. Kind of like an alien, feel like an alien's going to come out. And he goes, well, man, it's just getting old. I was like, what? There's no way. Anyway, welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. The KevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. So long story short, he goes, that's not a hernia. He goes, that's a different operation. He goes, there's really not anything we can do for it. He goes, I wouldn't recommend the mesh and all that. I was like, forget it. Well, as it turns out, I go back again because I feel this other thing in there, and I have a hernia, an actual hernia, but different place. And I had one from birth, and I had the operation years ago. So I was like, okay, I got a hernia. Let me go ahead and get it done. So I go to my regular doctor. He gives me the referral. I go to the doctor. He looks at it. He goes, yeah, man. He goes, you got a couple of them. I was like, really? Yep. He goes, don't worry. When we get inside, we'll take a look, and we'll get everything fixed up. You'll be good to go. All right. So this was in March of this year. Well, guess what? They asked me, when do you want to schedule surgery? I said, well, I have to check with my PR people and all this stuff. So I'll call you in a couple of days. So I take all the information back. And then guess what? This Wu Flu stuff hit. So they stopped taking anybody's, scheduling surgeries. So I'm all good. Okay, well, whatever. I'll wait it out. I did. I waited it out. Everybody, things are back to semi-normal. So I said, let me go ahead and get this in before the end of the year because it's a, I've already got met my deductibles in other areas, so might as well get this done now. So I don't have any more money out of my pocket. So I called the other day and I said, hey, I'd like to get my hernia surgery scheduled. And the girl goes, oh, okay. And she looks at my record and she says, oh, well, sir, you're going to have to come back in and start over. And I went, really? I go, why is that? So she says, well, after a certain amount of time, we have to reschedule because we don't know, what's going on and all that. And I said, we still have to do that even in the time of COVID. And she said, well, yeah, it doesn't matter. It's like it's a whole thing. If you go more than a certain amount of time, we have to relook at you. And I said, okay, well, I'm okay with that, I guess, because it's a procedure, you got to do it. But do I have to pay another copay? I don't know. Let me check with my supervisor. I go, yeah, because I think it would be unfair if I got to pay another copay when I've already done everything and it's a technicality, because I would have scheduled this surgery in April, is what I'm saying to myself. And I may have even said it to her. I would have scheduled it right away. I took all the information. I was going to schedule it, but then this COVID, Wu Flu hit. So she says, I'll check with my supervisor, whatever. And she called me back. She says, well, you do have to. She goes, I don't know about the copay yet. She called me back. She says, I don't know about the copay yet, but we can get you scheduled. And I was like, well, okay. I said, and my thing was, I don't know if I'm going to have to make another copay, but yeah, let's go ahead and schedule. We'll figure it out. So she gets me scheduled. Okay. I get another phone call. Hey, I'm Mr. Jackson. This is so-and-so, sweetie voice, from the doctor's office, and I'm the supervisor of the young lady you spoke with. And I said, oh, hey, how you doing? She says, I just want to let you know that we no longer want you as a patient because of the way you talk to my peer or my whatever. And I went, what? She says, well, I was standing next to her, and I was like, I was thinking to myself, no, you weren't. You weren't standing next to her, because if you were standing next to her, she would have handed you the phone. Number one. And number two, I was in no way rude. I was asking very, relevant questions about why do I have to do something over? Mr. Jackson, it's not a technicality. It's something we have to do. It's a regulation. Okay, fine. Well, if I have to do it over, she said to me, if you had scheduled your surgery, I know you probably wouldn't have a copay. I said, I couldn't schedule my surgery because right after I got back, because when I was going to schedule it, we shut down because I would have scheduled my surgery. And she was like, oh, I understand. So anyway, this lady's telling me we don't want you as a patient because you dare ask questions. And so she's explaining it. I just hung up on her. I figured, now let me give you a reason to not have me as a patient. So I hung up on her. I called my regular doctor, my whatever they call it. And they asked me, so what happened? I said, I want a new doctor. They go, what happened? I said, well, I called them up. I was asking questions about, the copay and all this. And they said, they don't want me as a patient. And I said, I don't want a doctor who is a reactionary like this. But here's why I'm telling you this. This is socialized medicine. There's going to come a time where you have no choice. That's your doctor. And if he or she decides they're not going to do something for you, you're toast. So I was like, can you imagine? You're having a conversation with a doctor, and it's your health. and you want to ask questions about how much is it going to cost, how long will I be out of circulation, whatever, and they don't want to talk to you. I was in no way rude, and I told the lady, goes, I said, I'm telling you the story the same way I said it to her. I said, and let me just tell you something else. I don't mess with a couple of things in life. I don't mess with waitresses. I don't consider that menial work. I don't, this is awful, whatever. I don't do anything. I don't know what you're doing to my food in the back. So I treat them with the utmost respect. And anybody that's about to cut into my body, I guarantee you, I would never be rude to anybody in the food chain. And she starts chuckling. I go, that's insane. All I wanted to know was I going to have another copay? You know, and because these are not cheap things. You know, you're talking about hundreds of dollars when you go get this stuff done. So anyway, she goes, well, I understand completely. She goes, Mr. Jackson, people call me up. I said, look, I understand. I know you guys catch pure H-E double crooked socks. I get it. I wasn't trying to be rude. I was taken aback that I had to start all over. But that's okay. You know, it's when she said, well, I think you're going to have to come back in. And I was like, are you serious? And she goes, yeah. And I went, oh, man, why is that? And she goes, well, because, you know, we have regulations after a certain amount. I went, oh, man. I go, even in the time of COVID, there's not any exceptions? And she goes, no, this is like a, you know, and I went, well, okay. And I go, well, do I have to pay another copay then? And she goes, I don't know. And we were working it out, you know. But here's what I'm telling you. This is the cream puff snowflake generation we have, where if you even question, and it's not just a syrupy, drippy, ooey, gushy, you know, then they're like, he was so mean to me. Oh, my gosh. And then the supervisor, oh, you're mean.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Joe Biden confirmed his plan to abolish the entire U.S. oil industry. That means no fracking, no jobs, no energy for Pennsylvania families, Texas, all the other.
President Trump in Allentown, Pennsylvania, his first of three stops across the battleground state on Monday. Vice President Mike Pence campaigning in Minnesota. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden called a lid, which in essence means no public events on Monday. There's a report that the coronavirus vaccine being developed by Oxford University and AstraZeneca is producing a similar immune response in both older and younger adults. AstraZeneca telling Reuters that the adverse side effects among elderly people are lower. The vaccine the British pharmaceutical giant and Oxford are developing is believed to be the front runner for approval from regulators. This is USA Radio News. The Senate is poised to confirm Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court on what is expected to be a largely partisan vote Monday night, with no Democrats committing to voting in favor of President Trump's nominee. Republican states have generally handled the economic impact of the coronavirus pandemic much better than Democratic states based on unemployment data. Of the 10 states with the lowest unemployment in September, 9 went for President Trump in 2016. Of the 10 states with the highest unemployment rate, 9 went for Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton that year. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow tells Fox News the entire country is beginning to rebound after the virus.
We are in a strong V-shaped recovery from the pandemic contraction. That's a very important point. We're going to get a big GDP number. I believe it'll be out Thursday. We have a lot of momentum, not only from the third quarter, but spilling into the fourth quarter.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's a crazy world out there, led by a bunch of people who aren't prepared for it. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Hey, would you switch sides? If you could take Biden right now, if you could guarantee Trump a victory by saying, I'll switch sides, I'll take Biden's numbers and give them to Trump, would you switch sides? I think that's a good question to ask you folks. Yeah, Joe Biden. I wouldn't switch sides. I tell you, Trump is going to absolutely set crazy records on voting, and we will know the president of the United States will remain the same at the end of the night on November the 3rd. And you're watching the Democrats panic. They can't keep a lid on Hunter Biden. They can't keep a lid on Ukraine. They can't keep a lid on what they tried to do to the president. And we're at the beginning of all of this. We're going to have a Supreme Court justice, a third one in play. We are changing the way people think in this country again, getting back to where people are finally going, you know what? I love America again. I read an article titled Poll, Biden Lead Drops 5 points in 2 weeks in Pennsylvania. And these articles fascinate me, as you guys know, because I have that kind of mind, right? What Democrats thought would either these, and I think these polls are based on this. They think that these polls will either do one of two things. They're going to rally their troops, or they will demoralize the opposition. That's what these polls are for. So let's look at number one, rallying the troops. Look at any of the events that Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and team does. And ask yourself, are they rallying the troops? Are people coming out going, woohoo, look at Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. We're so excited to see him. Oh, my gosh. And there's thousands of people showing up. Is that happening anywhere in the country? I don't want to make it too obvious for you. I know you like to anguish over this stuff. But it doesn't happen anywhere. Only the most staunch Democrat, a.k.a. a moron, would believe that Biden leads Trump anywhere outside of possibly California, Massachusetts, and Oregon, as in gone, out of here. Pretty much everywhere else is Trump country, even in big cities. Beverly Hills, did you guys see this Trump rally in Beverly Hills? Thousands of people in Beverly Hills. But see, Democrats need that hope. Oh boy, they need that hope. Hope that comes in the form of their new and improved version of Barack Obama. That crooked, old,
rich white men can do what the crooked old rich white woman couldn't. Joe Biden can accomplish what Hillary Clinton couldn't. Further, folks, if Biden defeats Trump, he will have accomplished what baby black Jesus couldn't help Hillary Clinton do. History will be made, not. So this article that I saw, it says Joe Biden continues to lose ground in Pennsylvania, even in polls that have historically been favorable to him. Biden's most favorable pollster in the Keystone State is Quinnipiac, which just 2 weeks ago was claiming he had a 13-point lead. Its latest poll has shown President Trump gaining 2 points, Biden losing 3 points, dropping Biden to an 8-point lead. No other poll is as friendly to Biden as the latest Quinnipiac, but they all show Biden leading in Pennsylvania. Other polls show him anywhere from 2 to 7 points ahead. Weeks ago, these polls had him way ahead. I jokingly say, Biden's got to be leading Trump by like what, 57? No, 88? No, 113 points. Just to make the point that why don't you just put whatever number you want on it? Yeah, I'm sure the people in Pennsylvania, the coal and fracking parts of the country, really want to vote for a guy who's going to shut down their industries, a guy who's already shut them down with masks and other regulations. He's saying, I'll shut you down. Just 9 days ago, they said the Real Clear Average had Biden with a 7.3% lead in the race. Now, it's 4.2%. Now, let me ask you this. Do you think that people are starting to, oh my gosh, we're Republicans, we better show up at these polls, let's start really showing what's really going on? You think that the polling have you gotten better and said, you know, I don't like the way these polls are going, I'm going to start participating? Here's what I'm asking you. Why are the polls closing? It's the same people not voting. I'm not doing any polls. I haven't found many conservatives that say, yeah, I do polls. So what's happening? What's happening in these polls is Democrats are leaving. It isn't us deciding we're going to do polls. I haven't done a poll the entire time Donald Trump has been president. Not a single one. I know many people say the same thing. Now, look, I get it. They're only calling 1,000 random people or whatever else. Call whoever you want. I think the majority of us have said we're not doing polls. And so what you're witnessing is a shrinkage of Joe Biden's own base. The very same base that I told you about, that Joe Biden in New York only got 71% of the vote. Here's what I'd love to see. I'd love to see a poll that says, of only leftists, and it says, and it went back 3 weeks and says, prior to Hunter Biden stuff, what were your feelings about Biden and what is it now? Because I guarantee that poll has dropped by 10 points. If they like Biden at 70%, it's now 60. 10% of the people left and said, done with Biden. I'm done with this Hunter Biden stuff. Because it's not about Hunter Biden. This is all about Joe. So the article goes on. That's a lot of ground for Trump to make up in 2 weeks, particularly with voting already happening in the Commonwealth. But it's not insurmountable for the president. 4 years ago this time, Clinton was up 4.4 points in Pennsylvania. In other words, Trump is doing slightly better in Pennsylvania now than he was against Clinton, and he won Pennsylvania 4 years ago. Hey, welcome to the party, pal. Let me just tell you this, folks. You could wipe Rosie O'Donnell's big buttocks with a Real Clear Politics average poll. Sorry, Tom Bevins, but your polling sucks. You might as well just go ask a citizen of Uzbekistan his or her take on the presidential election in America. Because at least, that person is going to have a better idea. Look, I'll give them credit. The gap is shrinking. I'll give them credit for that. But this idea that Trump is, I keep going back to, give me some empirical proof, something that I can look at with my own eyes. Because I'm going to tell you something. When I see Trump do a rally, and I see Clinton, or in this case Obama, or Biden, or Harris do a rally, I know where the excitement is. I know where the enthusiasm is.
50 million votes have been cast. And
it's generally, it's all Democrats tend to vote quicker, more in the early voting.
There's a lot of things you can give me. Oh, this generally means this or that. Let me tell you something. If 50 million people voted, as I said before, stop the election right now. I would stop the election right now and say, let's see who's winning in these 50 million. And let's go ahead and make that the presidential election. Because I know Donald Trump has at least 28 to 29 million of those 50 million votes. He's whooping Joe Biden's big fat head. Now, there are indicators that Biden doesn't believe the Quinnipiac polls, and it's based on some work done by a Wall Street Journal reporter. His name is John McCormick. And he put the dollars that Biden was spending per area, and here's what the spend was. $1.2 million in Pennsylvania, $1.1 million in Michigan, $1.1 million in Wisconsin, $1.1 million in Florida, a million in both Arizona and Nevada. Now, those are the key states. This was just the last dollar spend that he made. If you think you've got it made, why are you spending all this money in these battleground states? Because he doesn't think he has it made. And where did he deploy Barack Obama? Pennsylvania. How many people came out? Less than a dozen? It doesn't matter how much money he spends. That's what Donald Trump said during the debate. He goes, I can out-fundraise you. He goes, we don't need any money. What Donald Trump was saying is, I can generate enough earned media. I don't need any money. He goes, if I call CEOs and ask them for millions of dollars, I out-fundraise anybody. I'd set records doing it. I don't need it. You got to love this guy, man. Because he tells the truth. You don't always like the style. Because people are like, you know, the campaign's having trouble raising money. I know that's what the left are saying. I'm going, and Trump even said, I had a fraction of the money that Hillary Clinton had, and I beat her. What do you think I need to beat you? It was fun to watch. Anyway, they're spending all this money in these battleground states. And just like with Hillary Clinton, they said, we are so good in Pennsylvania, Michigan, etc. We're going to focus on Texas. We're going to turn Texas blue. Good luck with that, lefties. See, they're delusional. But let them be, because I love to wipe that smirk off their face.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or in a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Frank Luntz is, I've said this for years, by the way, he's a leftist plant. He's the pollster that everybody knows. He's less Republican than Nancy Pelosi. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. This is a fact. He's a lefty. Let me tell you, I remember when Obama got elected in 2008, they panned over to Luntz, and he was giddy. If you think Chris Matthews had a tingle running up his leg, Frank Luntz absolutely made this guy look like he hated Obama. He was so gushy-gooey, it was pathetic. I remember looking at him going, they call this guy a Republican pollster. Let me tell you something. When Obama got elected in 2008, there is no way you, as a Republican, could go, that was great news. I mean, you might go, hey, congratulations. Hey, it was a hard, you know, hard-fought battle. We lost. They won. But you couldn't be celebratory. Frank Luntz looked like he was getting ready to set up the after party at his house for the victory. It was pathetic. While almost all Republicans were being talked off the ledge, I knew then, in that moment, that Frank Luntz is a fraud. I've met him. He's a nice guy. But we seem to think that he's on our side. Fox News calls him a Republican. Here's what they wrote. Republican pollster Frank Luntz told Fox News' Brett Baer that his profession is done if President Trump wins re-election come November the 3rd and proves the national polls wrong again. Hey, Frank, let me tell you something. Your profession's been done over the last 4 years. He goes on. I hate to acknowledge it, but that's my industry, at least partially. But the public will have no faith, no confidence. Right now, the biggest issue is the trust deficit. He said this in response to Baer asking how pollsters will fare if they are wrong in predicting 2020 presidential election. Pollsters did not do a good job in 2016. So if Donald Trump surprises people, if Joe Biden had a 5 or 6 point lead, my profession is done. I'm going to tell you right now, folks, Frank Luntz's profession is done. It's done. National polls largely show Biden with a lead over Trump with 2 weeks until the presidential election. We just went through this. Real Clear Politics had it down from 7.9 to 4.4, now 3.8, quote, well within the margin of error, which generally hovers around plus or minus 4 points. Hillary Clinton was projected to win with polling similar to Biden's, and she lost. So, I'm going to play this clip that illustrates everything I've been talking about. Now, despite what James Clapper declared about the Hunt and Biden emails being Russian conspiracy and Russian misinformation, etc., it is clear that the public isn't buying it. Nor is the public buying this idea that Biden is leading when everything in your psyche shows that Donald Trump goes anywhere and draws a crowd, and Biden, Obama, Hillary Clinton, any of them, they can't draw 50 people to an event. Now, if you want to tell me that enthusiasm is not real, I disagree. By the way, same thing I said in 2016. Saying it again. I've given many of my friends, Corey, come on, I know you're listening, Corey, many of my friends, I tell you guys, what could possibly Biden bring that Hillary Clinton didn't? What did he bring? He's a worse candidate than Hillary, which is why he got skipped over. Anyway, let's play this undecided voters, because this is critical.
Appreciate it. You know, you guys have all talked about the emails tonight and Hunter Biden, the emails, and wanting to hear more about that. I'm just curious as to whether or not that's affecting your decision.
Yes.
That's actually a deciding issue for you in this election at this point. Thanks.
Okay, let's do a show of hands. Hold on, we're going to do a show of hands first. Who says that it is the deciding issue for you? The deciding issue. One person. Who says John, is it a deciding issue for you? The deciding issue?
Yeah, I'd like to know. I mean, we talk about all these things about lying and cheating and stuff. Here's something that popped up. Is it truth or is it not truth? I want to know.
The fat thing is, I want to answer it, excuse me, and that's why it's one of my biggest deciding issues, that and fracking. It's a simple question, and he's been avoiding it, and I don't know why. And now it's always been a different answer. Well, that doesn't exist. And then he mentioned his other son, and obviously it was in the last debate he was talking about, obviously, Hunter. I was like, the answer always changes. I want an answer on it. And also what scares me is that the media refuses to talk about it. You get shut down on Facebook and Twitter if you even see the link or something. That's scary to me, and I think it deserves an answer.
Yeah, and the biggest question is, why isn't the media
doing this. We have 12 days to make a decision, and this is a very important topic, and nobody seems interested in it.
I find it scary.
If it were Trump, they would be all over it. The media would be all over this. That is what is concerning as well. And I would say the other thing that is concerning, even though this is not a big issue for me, is that for a man who's saying he wants to bring back the soul of America and is relying on his character for votes, this is something that would make the normal, reasonable person question character.
And we don't want to be dragged through 3.5 more years of the same stuff.
And this man is being accused of using his drug-addicted son to be a bagman with shady characters all over the world. I mean, you would think you'd want to address that.
I totally agree with Paulette. That is definitely a thing for me. Like, it's a yes or no, and to me, it could be pretty cut and dry. Because, you know, as a parent, I understand you can raise your children a certain way. That does not mean they're going to carry themselves a certain way.
Does he care about kids?
But you never stop caring about them. If you have that kind of money and connections, when you get them in the best rehab in the world?
Definitely get them help or put yourself on form.
Here's my friend, a shady character from, I don't know, Uzbekistan or something out in the middle of the desert, you know, with bags of money. I mean, my gosh, you know, who put their kid in a situation like that?
Now, I'm not going to drag this out, but that was such a telling exchange because Luntz asked, you know, how many of you are going to say that this Hunter Biden thing is your big is an influence for you? And only one guy raises his hand. So it begins with one. Then, and what did he say? He was concerned about Biden not wanting to answer the questions on Hunter. And he was also concerned about fracking. That's what Trump dragged out of him at the end of the debate. But then the answer changes. He added that the media refuses to talk about it, and you get shut down if you do. In which point, a second guy says, wait, I got a problem too. Lying and cheating. Now, there's a psychological thing going on here that I want to get to in just a second. But the second guy raises his hand and says, look, this is about lying and cheating. I don't get this. And a third guy says, he adds to the media question. He says, 12 days to make a decision and the media is not interested in this story? This is a big story. Now, all the underlying elements of this, to these people saying this, has to do with Joe Biden. This is not about Hunter. People get it. Joe Biden doesn't want to answer questions about it. It isn't Hunter. Joe Biden is the one lying and cheating if he doesn't want to answer questions about it. The media doesn't want to talk about it. Joe Biden should be the one saying, I want to clear my name. So then the women chime in. A woman says, look, I'm not one of those. It's not a key issue for me. But if it were Trump, the media would be all over it. And for the man who wants to bring back the soul of America, she says, character is a question. Now, it isn't a big deal to her, right? But she remembers Biden's tagline, Soul of America Tour. And she also knows exactly how the media operates. If it were Trump, we'd be all over it. It would be unending media. See, I don't believe she's undecided. Then another woman commented that Biden should want to address the issue of his drug-addicted son being dragged all over the world on this. And she later added something about Uzbekistan and Hunter getting bags of money. Finally, a black lady agrees. Now, that's a panel of, I don't know, what, 20 people or whatever? I don't know how many it was if you saw the panel. But here's the point. One guy raises his hand. He was a lone ranger. Second guy raises his hand. Suddenly, six people in a panel of no more than 20. It was probably 16 or 14. Almost a significant part of the undecided panel suddenly starts asking really good questions. In a period of 2 minutes, you watch one man change the mind of five people. One strong-willed person of character dared to point out the problems with Joe Biden's obvious help getting his son crooked deals. Suddenly there were two. Now, there's a video about this, and it's a psychological study that shows when one person does something, he may seem foolish, but as soon as he's joined by a second person, suddenly people see it as, it's okay. This is what just happened.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.